This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. President Draupadi Murmu has called for greater role of women in policy formation, decision-making and leadership positions in the agriculture sector. The president made these remarks after inaugurating the three-day global conference on the role of women in agri-food system in New Delhi today. The president said larger participation of women at all levels in the sector will promote gender-inclusive agricultural growth.
फसल को बोने, काटने, प्रसंस्करण करने और हाट बाजार में ले जाने जैसे सभी गतिविधियों में महिलाएं महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका निभाती हैं। मछली पालन, मधुमक्खी पालन, पशु पालन, वन्य उपजों के समुचित उपयोग तथा कृषि पर आधारित उद्यमों को चलाने जैसे अनेक क्षेत्रों में हमारी माताएं, बहनें और बेटियां अथक परिश्रम करती हैं। वे कृषि अर्थव्यवस्था को अमूल्य योगदान देते हैं।
Speaking on the occasion, Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said, the platform will provide pace and direction to women-centric work in agricultural research network across the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release the 22nd installment of Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi or PM Kisan from Guwahati in Assam tomorrow. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan announced this while addressing the media in New Delhi this morning. He noted that Prime Minister Modi will release 18,640 crore rupees through direct benefit transfer to the bank accounts of around 9 crore 32 lakh farmers. The minister highlighted that the government has also launched the first phase of an AI-based digital platform, Bharat Vistar, to provide farmers with comprehensive information related to agricultural queries. Leader of the House and Rajya Sabha J.P. Nadda has assured the Upper House that a comprehensive investigation will be carried out to uncover the full circumstances behind the reported attack on former Chief Minister of Jammu and Kashmir, Farooq Abdullah. Responding to the issue raised by the Leader of Opposition, Mallikarjun Kharge, Mr. Nadda said the government is taking the matter very seriously. However, the Union Minister also criticized the opposition for giving the incident a political colour. During the zero hour, the Leader of the Opposition, Mallikarjun Kharge, raised concerns over law and order situation in Jammu and Kashmir after assassination attempt on Farooq Abdullah. National Conference President and former Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Farooq Abdullah, who was attending a marriage ceremony in Jammu last evening, had a miraculous escape after a gunman opened fire on him. Tensions in West Asia have escalated after maritime attack by Iran in the Persian Gulf involving commercial vessels near Iraq and the United Arab Emirates. An Indian crew member lost his life after a US-owned crude oil tanker was attacked near Basra in Iraq. In a social media post, Indian Embassy in Iraq said that the tanker, Saif C. Vishnu, was sailing under the Marshall Islands flag. It added that the remaining 15-member Indian crew has been evacuated to a safe place. The embassy noted that they are in regular touch with Iraqi authorities and the rescued Indian sailors and are offering all possible assistance. Meanwhile, UAE authorities responded to a drone attack near Dubai Creek Harbour this morning, prompting evacuations. No casualties were reported. The incident comes amid a series of overnight interceptions of missiles and drones across the Gulf region as the conflict between the US, Israel and Iran continues to widen. Despite the escalation, US President Donald Trump has suggested the campaign could be nearing its end and that the war could conclude soon. The Pentagon said even American service members have been killed and 140 wounded since Operation Epic Fury began on the 28th of February. On global energy markets, Brent crude prices remain above $100 a barrel as the continued disruption of shipping through the Strait of Hormuz tightens supplies. India's LPG production has increased by 25% following several measures taken by the government aimed at boosting domestic supply for household consumers. Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, stated this while addressing an inter-ministerial briefing on the recent West Asia developments in New Delhi last evening. And in Swiss Open Badminton, Indian shuttlers will play pre-quarterfinal matches in Basel tonight. Kiran George will face Hong Kong's Jason Gunawan in men's singles. World number 4 men's doubles pair Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty will be taking on Japanese duo of Hiroki Okumura and Kiyohi Yamashita in the round of 16 match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.